This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Sugar Baby ended with a man from the Villages facing charges for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill.
West 2's Haley Crumbleholm explains how this...
It's hard to believe an old guy looking for a young piece of ass. That went sideways.
Huh.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah, it really is.
Huh. Who possibly could have seen that coming?
Who'd have thunk it?
Didn't we have a story several years ago about a guy who hired two whores... Or a whore and expected her to come back with change and she just fucking dipped out. You remember that? It was 100 years ago.
A, she was a hua.
She was a hua.
B, she fucking hit me.
Started as shopping and dinner and then ended with a smashed car and a man held at gunpoint.
Well,
that's baby.
How's that fucking pussy chasing going for you, old man?
Man, I love pussy, but golly. As I told my buddy Rapey McRaperson, I miss pussy, but I don't miss women. Not one fucking bit, man.
A sugar baby, a smashed car, and a semi-automatic Ruger. That's how a date ended.
A semi-automatic Ruger?
That's right.
Or Luger.
It's actually a Luger, but she's Asian.
Excellent. Excellent, champ.
I mean.
Excellent, Joe.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. I shoot you with my Ruger. The semi.
Gee whiz.
Oh, semi-auto Ruger.
It's a Ruger.
A Ruger. A Ruger.
Yeah.
22nd at this roundabout in Lady Lake. How it started was with 67-year-old resident of the Villages, David O'Brien.
67, man.
Come on, man.
Fucking hell.
You're supposed to be a pillar of the community by then, right?
I don't need you to be a pillar of the community, but I can't have you making decisions based on pussy at 67. That's crazy.
and looking for love online.
They weren't looking for love.
Yeah.
The dating app Tinder specifically. Oh. And according to an arrest report from the Sumter County Sheriff's Office, O'Brien let a woman he met on the app know he was looking for a sugar baby, allegedly telling the woman he would give her $1,000 each visit.
Wow. I'd go fuck him for $1,000. God damn. Where is... Oh, it's the Villages. Oh, boy.
Dude, we were... we were at the fucking local minor league ball game the other night. And the catcher hit a walk-off. They went 12, man. We got our fucking money's worth that night, man. They went 12 fucking innings. And the catcher for the local team hit a walk-off double. And they were interviewing him at the end. And you know, they got a camera out there, and they put it up on the big screen and shit. And I'm sitting there with Trixie and a couple of a gal that she knows through work, and her dad, they got season tickets, and we're sitting there, and they're interviewing this catcher guy, and he's got his fucking shirt off and shit. And I'm telling you what, man, this boy was fucking stacked.
Yeah.
And I look up at the board, and I went, Jesus Christ. Trixie's like, what? I go, I'd fucking do him.
I mean,
and I'm telling you what, I don't know that I was fucking kidding, man.
he was a real cutie pie, huh?
God damn.
Yeah. Oof. I'll tell you what, you get a little twitch going. Maybe it's time to make a decision.
After all these years, huh? Maybe.
You fucking told Trixie to cut her hair real short. All right, we'll just pretend you're doing a tuck here for a while.
Yeah.
The Villages.
Jesus Christ.
Friendliest hometown.
Yeah, baby.
The Villages.
That's Biden, right?
America's friendliest hometown. The Villages.
It's a video of Biden hammered.
Yeah, just fucking toasted.
Singing the Villagers song, the Villages song. And they always denied it was him. But, baby, that's him.
Oh, that's him.
The report says the woman and O'Brien agreed to meet for dinner. The woman had her three friends drive her there. It says O'Brien also took the woman to shop for lingerie, giving her $200. When they got to...
Damn. I
mean, here, baby. Go get yourself something cute.
Dinner and $200. All right.
To his home, the report says he gave her another $600.
God damn.
But the report says once the woman got to his house, she began to feel uncomfortable and contacted her friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's only after the dinner and the lingerie.
And the $800, and
The, Oh, you know.
Well, you know, I don't
know
about this.
I don't
know
how I feel about this. I don't know. Gee, what?
Another $200 might make it feel better.
Yeah, you know what? Shut up. Shut up and suck it, stupid. God damn. Paying for pussy is not my style. But, man, if you got an understanding with a girl, but then what are you going to do? Fucking, you know, get on the Better Business Bureau or fucking,
Yelp. Leave a Yelp review.
Yeah. This whore with a heart of gold was nothing like that.
This whore with a heart of gold. That could be a show title.
I wanted a pretty woman, and I just got a gold-digging whore in the end.
No shit.
Yeah, no shit, dummy.
Wow.
How'd you think it was going to go, stupid? Jackass.
She's going to fall in love. And
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
She's going to come stay with you and your double wide at the Villages or whatever the fuck their housing situation is there. Yeah, all right. Okay, good.
Friends to come pick her up. It says O'Brien told her she should give the money back because that was not the agreement.
We had a verbal agreement.
According to this arrest report, the woman went outside and got in a car with her friends, but O'Brien jumped in his Ford F-150 and chased after them.
Rolling coal the whole way.
Can't be that, buddy. Just learn your lesson and, you know, whack your bag. And
yeah, come on, man. 67. What are you doing?
It can't be this.
Man.
Just, all right, I got taken for a ride here. We'll find another girl. I hear they have websites just for sugar baby, sugar daddy things, I've heard. But, man, you got $1,000 to drop on every time you stick your dick in a girl. God damn.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot.
That's damn near Brian Casino money right there.
Yeah, no shit. By the way, have you, you know, you back up to the point of hitting the casino now on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Or? Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to stop for a few months. I got some bills to pay off from that time I was unemployed.
O'Brien rammed the back of the victim's car, causing it to hit a pole. Yeah. It says O'Brien came around again and hit the car one more time, disabling it. Three of the people inside the car ran. The fourth came around the car, and O'Brien pointed a gun at him. According to the arrest report, telling him to get on the ground or he would kill him. Multiple 911 calls were made. The man on the ground was able to get away, and law enforcement arrived.
For a second there, I wasn't sure what was happening.
Brian's statements are redacted from the arrest report. He was ultimately arrested on charges including aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. Covering Sumter County, Haley Crumpleholm.
Sure does sound like he had intent to kill. I am not in the paying for pussy business, but I'll tell you, there's got to be a better way, man. Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
On the ground.
This is Clark County 911. How can I help you?
I need you to come over to my house right now. I punched him in the face because he came after me, put me to the ground.
Okay. What's his middle name?
To the ground.
Yeah, you're witnessing your friends. And you pushed me to the ground.
You're a liar. You're a liar. You are a felon.
That, of course, is the classic Tonya Harding 911 call from about 150 years ago. I don't quite recall if that's the same boyfriend that she threw a glass ashtray at.
I don't remember.
But it was definitely a trailer park involved by my memory and all kinds of fun. We haven't played that in a long time. Man, it's been years since we played that, right?
Oh, it's got to be.
Oh, man.
We reference it every now and again, but
heard it. Man. Here's something else we haven't played for a long time.
I was just thinking of this week.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, TGO Radio proudly presents the co-star of our show, direct from the bar, Jeff Durant.
Ba-ba-da!
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight? Welcome.
Hey, how's your people get in my room? That's a great snare drum sound on that, man. God damn.
Woo-hoo. It's a good recording.
It's a good recording.
For, you know, late 60s.
Oh, anyways.
Live with Mike's in the room.
Mike! Anyway, welcome back to TGO Radio, everybody. It's season 19, episode 26.
26, halfway there, baby. Right?
No, we're more than halfway. I think our
52 weeks in a year.
Well, but we don't record 52
weeks.
Well,
no, I know. But.
So, like, we do 40. 40 is our last, I'll put this in quotation marks, live
show. Yeah.
40 is. 40? 38?
Yeah.
Oh.
None.
Okay.
Just thinking about something for a moment.
Yeah?
Yeah.
To hurt? I try hard not to think anymore. It takes us to early November.
Yeah.
And, we'll be off again for another 12 weeks.
When's that last day, the first week of November?
Wednesday of November.
That first Wednesday of November. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because my birthday is Saturday.
Yep. And we leave Friday.
Friday. Yeah.
I'm taking Thursday.
Nice.
Off. Thursday, Friday, and then I think Monday I took off. We'll be back Sunday.
Buddy, we've got to get a float in before.
It's
crazy.
It has not been a great fucking, you know, it's like the weather gets warm during the week when you're busy doing shit. You get home from work.
Yeah, then it rains all
weekend.
And
then the weekends are cool or rainy, you know.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Jesus Christ, man, that fucking storm hit Monday night.
Yeah.
And our power, like, flickered once at work, and then it went out, and it was like,
uh-oh.
It was like 10 after 3, and I'm like, ah, fuck it, I'm leaving.
Bye, bitches.
You know, yeah. Yep. And I'm coming down the fucking highway, and it's just fucking raining like hell, so I flip my wipers on that fast mode, and the goddamn driver's side wiper just all of a sudden goes, whonk. Like it came off from its clip. Luckily, it didn't go flying.
I was able to get pulled over.
Oh my God!
But I had to sit there and wait because I couldn't get out. I couldn't even get out and work. And it was raining so fucking hard.
Yeah,
got it clipped back on. I got a new set sitting. I'll
tell
there.
You what, you got it harder where you are than not where I was because we. I mean, we got some rain, but it wasn't that bad at all.
It. I mean, it didn't really. It just rained really fucking hard there for a little while.
Yeah, we didn't get any of that.
Huh?
It was wild. Right. Oh, you know what? Ooh, uh-oh.
Get it. Boy, I am gonna have to. I am going to have to take a shit later. I got up this morning and got out of bed. And like, you know, I mean, I always sit on the toilet first thing, whether I got a shit or not. But
nice.
And I was like, man, I got a shit. And, man, it would not. It just would not fucking go.
Oh, yeah.
It would not go. I'm. It's there. I can feel it.
I can feel it.
So, but you know what, though? This week, man, like, I think, was it yesterday or Monday? I had shit like four times at fucking work. That's great. I love it.
Guy in my office, I think, must have got some of that real lettuce because he was in the can
no
fewer than five times today. Oh.
Fucking lettuce.
Real.
Eat healthy. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck off. Why would it's going to make me sick. What's the point?
Eat fucking processed hot dogs. They're safe.
I've said it 100 times. McNuggets never made me sick.
Never
Not
fail.
One fucking time. Sure, I'll be dead before I'm 60, but you guys are missing the point.
I got violent fucking explosive diarrhea going on here, you know?
I mean, sure, my heart's going to explode like Len Bias.
Anybody seen Brian? He's there. And over there. A little bit over here.
Oh, yeah. These are good gashes. They're not stinking yet either, but I have a feeling.
Oh, mine don't. Yeah, mine don't stink.
I have a feeling they will before the show's out.
Yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well. Keep that fucking shit on your side of the room.
There's something about the dynamics of this table size. This one,
it just never travels. No, it doesn't.
Man,
which is weird because almost all the other studios we've had, man, somebody cuts one and it's fucking, oof.
I remember,
a few times you were going to beat my fucking ass.
Well, at Camp TGO especially.
Oh, yeah, that little tiny fucking
hot box
fucking room.
Oh, my God.
And they just hung. There was no ventilation.
Oh, no.
I remember opening the door to that to walk into the kitchen area.
It was the kitchen there, yeah.
You open that fucking door, and it was like fucking 50 degrees cooler, even if it was 90 outside.
It was. It sucked. We thought we had it all, man, remember? Golly.
We had it all. Speaking of that, I watched, watched Casablanca while I was working today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I love that movie. That fucking Ingrid Bergman, man.
I watched...
was smoking hot in those days.
I watched Bourne yesterday, a week or so ago.
Was that that old one you were telling me about?
1950, yeah.
I gotta watch that. I want to check that out.
I'm annoyed by... I don't know how much this happened in movies in the 40s and 50s, but in the late second act, the main gal, her boyfriend,
the dog's
going out to meet someone. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a dog sitter we hired for Miami.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You're going to Miami?
That's where we're going in
it's
November.
It's
going
to be 150 million degrees. Humidity is going to be
that's where we're going in November.
Charts. Oh, okay.
Stupid.
Hey, fucking don't get all smart. You're not that much smart.
You're not that much smart.
By the way, what was that clip you sent me with those little fucking, with those midgies?
Trixie fucking turned me onto that
buddy,
originally.
What's
she sent
the show,
that to
though?
Me, and I'm like, I don't know. I haven't had a chance to look it up yet.
It was. Jeff sent me this video. Of this midgy chick, and she got her pussy waxed.
She got her fucking pussy waxed.
And she's showing it to her midgy
her
boyfriend,
midgy
husband, whatever.
Thing.
I almost fell out of bed laughing at this. I cannot wait
to
video store
this. Oh, I know. We got to fucking
video store that. Oh, my God, dude.
He looked
what
like the
fuck?
Boyfriend looked like a Tootsie Roll. Like one of the midgy Tootsie
fucking
Rolls, you know.
It's fucking Steve Urkel ass.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Oh, I mean, it was.
You got that little midgy box fucking shaved, man. Got it all waxed and torn off.
Midgy box.
A little midgy box.
Gotta be a show title. God damn it.
It's like a Happy Meal.
Look.
It's not full size, you know. It's just enough for the little people.
I got it. Gee whiz. You know, I love eating pussy, but.
You're not going there? Buddy, Come on, man. Come on.
How do you eat midgy pussy without laughing? Yeah. And her fucking, like.
Or feeling like a fucking creep.
Laughing in her box. I said on the show several weeks ago, I stumbled across a video, quite literally stumbled across a video, where it was a regular size white girl getting tag teamed by two black midgies.
Oh, yeah.
And I about lost my mind.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who's jerking their pig to that, but you need to see somebody. Oh, it's on. There's no way. Oh, so funny. I love eating pussy, but boy.
Not going to go there, huh? You'd have to once.
You can't. They don't have arms long enough to properly fucking wash themselves is the first thing. I don't know what midgy ass and midgy box smells like.
That's what a bidet is for.
In their various states of unrest.
Various states of unrest.
Okay. I don't know what it smells like. I imagine it's not much different or even worse on a compounding basis than regular vagin ass. I've got no interest in finding out. I wash myself with a rag on a stick.
On a stick. Ooh.
I already have to have a girl fucking sit on a fire hydrant for half an hour before I fucking eat her box out. Holy shit. Anyways, welcome back to TGO Radio, everybody.
Tune in for the, you know, fucking high caliber, high IQ conversation here.
But you're not that smart. Can I think of the dumbest thing to say? Now, I need to find a girl that pussy tastes like Cherry Coke. Then I'm in business.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. She's got to be out there somewhere. Careful balance of infection and neglect.
Well, this pus tastes like cherry cola.
What?
Ew.
Wait a minute.
Yikes.
What's the matter, bud?
Midgey puss.
We had a... I mean, this is really on in the show's history. Season one, two, or three.
Oh, boy.
Like the first couple seasons. I remember saying something to the effect of... A vagina is a horrible, horrible chemical thing. If you put it on your house, they would condemn your house.
Yes.
They would condemn your house.
That was early.
And Jeff said, yes, I'd also be spending all my time licking the side of my house.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That was early.
That was early.
That was early.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay. One update this week, folks. Folks!
What do we got?
Folks! Updates and corrections time now on TGO Radio.
Now to an NBC News exclusive. The hunt for Amelia Earhart's plane is back on this morning with a new search team set to leave in the fall.
Thank Christ. This is something we touched on real quick last year, and now we can't fucking escape it.
Hello has covered the Amelia Earhart mystery for more than 20 years. Tom, good morning. I understand Purdue University is behind this new effort.
Yeah, Purdue is backing this expedition because it feels this deep connection to Amelia Earhart because she was on the faculty at Purdue before she started her journey around the world.
Now,
what, was she a fucking maid or something? House cleaner? She was a woman. She wasn't teaching anything. Come on, man. What are you talking about here?
Amelia Earhart is, and if you think that America today goes out of its way to create celebrities and superstars from whole cloth who've done nothing. Amelia Earhart sat in a plane next to a guy who did something and became the biggest star in the world in the 20s. She did nothing to deserve the fame she got. I mean, later on she did some shit, but the first time she tried to do something great, big, enormous, and serious, her fucking plane went in the drink, fucking JFK Jr. style.
So, hey, look, so, I need you to fly the plane for a minute while I go back and check on something. Next thing you know, they're fucking shark bait.
Shark bait, baby shark bait.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck off.
Effort last.
What is the point? What is the point of putting all this money into trying to? I mean, you confirm she's dead. She's dead now. Yeah. If she didn't die and she's been living on an island, she's dead now.
Yeah.
So what is the fucking point to all this?
Well, this guy even gets into all of the objects of hers that they found in subsequent searches and this and that. But it's other than the, you know, history likes to have an answer. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you know, they're still trying to figure out Jack the Ripper, and they're still trying to figure out, you know, all that jazz. So history loves an answer, man.
Yeah.
All the team waited for permission from the local government. That's now come through. So the team is announcing this morning they are leaving in October.
Hey, team.
89 years ago, in July 19... 19-
guy's way too excited about this.
He's very excited.
Way too pumped up for this.
89 years ago. Wow.
37, Earhart and navigator Fred...
Okay, it was the 30s.
Noonan. We're flying somewhere...
Hello, Noonan.
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 They disappeared. Where they went down has been a mystery for 89 years. There is some evidence that they may have survived a crash landing near an uninhabited island between Hawaii and Australia. So take a look at this satellite photo that is behind this new search effort now. Take a look. Is that a piece of Earhart's plane?
No, sure. It's probably a fucking tree or some shit that, you know, it's...
Just peeking above the sand after a storm in a lagoon on this remote island called Nikumararo, or...
Excuse me, what'd you call me?
What a lagoon. Oh, it's maroon.
No, it's not a plane. That's the SS Minnow.
Ah.
Not tree. Now, archaeologist and expedition leader Richard Pettigrew believes it could be her plane. So here's what's fascinating, you guys. The first satellite photo was snapped in 2015, a year... Before, make that a year after a tropical storm shifted the sand, potentially revealing that plane, okay? So the island sits very close to Earhart's planned flight path.
This guy's
storm shifted the sand, okay?
Path. And this team believes it's very close to where four of her radio calls for help originated. Oh. And there's more. In 1940. A human skull and bones were discovered near an old campsite on that island. They were thought to be female, but they've been lost to time.
What? If you thought you had her bones, how did they get lost? I don't get that.
I don't get this whole fucking thing.
Possibly a woman's, a freckle cream concealer, Earhart hated her freckles, and a medicine vial with the partial legend.
You know she didn't hate? Giving pussy away. Man.
Well, yeah, was she a whore?
I don't know about whore, but she did not want to be constrained by your ideas of marriage. And, I just read this book, The Pilot and the Showman, or something like that. I say just, but it was like a year and a half ago. And, boy, like the author did... Never just comes right out and says it, but you definitely get the impression by some of the stuff that this writer says that she was not necessarily floated out there, but she was, kind of light duty slinging, you know?
There's UCA or UCA Pharmacy. Guys, she lived in Toluca Lake, California, and there was a Toluca Pharmacy there.
Move out of the sticks, gentlemen.
I'm convinced. I'm convinced.
Chances a vial shows up on that island. If Earhart and Noonan were there on that island, there's no way to know how long they might have survived. So the Terea Object Team, which is leading the search, will use sonar and magnetometers now to search that lagoon.
It's not
magnetometers. I don't care. They can do this all they want. We don't have to pay for it. I don't care. As long as taxpayers aren't paying for this, I'm good, man.
Purdue sponsoring this?
Yeah, they're paying for the whole gimmick.
They're a public school? They're state school.
I don't.
They're private or
no? I Purdue? Can't get private. They take.
They take fucking money.
Yeah, they take government.
So you're
money.
Paying for it at some point.
Well, yeah.
You are.
I mean, they got a endowment. I wonder what their endowment is.
You want to see my endowment?
No, not again. I'm not falling for that for a fifth time. All right.
Island is so remote. It takes 6 days to get there by boat. They hope to spend 6 days.
Well, try flying there then.
took about 10 minutes from the air.
Yeah, it did, buddy.
Direct route.
Yeah. I mean, it was a straight line. John Denver into the...
Stevie Ray Vaughan that right into the fucking island.
You know, it's amazing how many famous people die in plane crashes when you get right down to it.
Oh, yeah.
What was that thing I sent you? Was it the Will Rogers International Airport? And it was the sign was all... It was an AI picture I had made. And it had like... skid marks where the plane went down and the wreckage on fire and a sign was all crooked and broken. There's ambulances in the background. It wasn't, who was the band leader that died in the plane?
Oh, Glenn Miller.
Glenn Miller. It said Glenn Miller International Airport. Everything was on fire. That's what AI is for. That's why they're building the big data centers so Jeff and I can trade stuff like that back and forth.
I still like that fucking goddamn picture I sent you here a while ago when I was driving home and had the old-timey fucking Sirius XM channel.
Oh, man.
Glenn Miller. They were playing a Glenn Miller song called Flying Home.
Said, well,
bet he wishes he'd taken a boat.
Flying home to a point.
Ooh. Oh,
that one had a tail on the back end. That felt pretty good. It was a rattler. Midnight rattler.
And then
that one was pretty bad. That one stunk a bit. Yeah, that was pretty.
Turn. So the question, maybe we'll start to get answers in October. Have they found Amelia Earhart's plane, or is that a coconut tree, you guys?
Jeff, I mean,
go stir your fucking coconut, idiot.
Maybe by the time we're done for the season, we can.
Maybe we'll have some answers.
We'll have an answer.
Well, I hope so, man.
Me too, man.
I'm fucking just waiting. You know?
Yes, sir. I know what you mean. It's very exciting. I don't mind when they do this stuff and like look for dinosaur bones and go to the pyramids. I don't mind that shit. That
helps us understand our history. We know that she crashed.
History. Put that in quotation marks. They're those people.
I mean, all you got to do is crack open the Bible and it'll tell you it's what happened. So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
The
devil put the dinosaur bones there. You know that, right?
From there, it's a straight line to Allahu Akbar.
Yeah.
Straighter line than you think.
Went to a family wedding this weekend.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
We left. I told Trixie, I said, boy, we should have brought a fucking bottle and played Jesus shots because we'd have been hammered every time we took a shot if they fucking said the word Jesus.
Boy, your sister got roped into that.
Boy, that dude, that whole thing is fucking their whole.
Are they Catholic?
Oh, no.
Fundamentalists. Oh, my God.
Seriously, they're.
That's gross.
Their whole church is the creationist fucking.
Gross.
Oh, it is disgusting. I fucking hate it.
Ugh.
Look, man, you can be religious if you want. I don't care. I do, because I think religion has brought down.
I care a little bit.
And held us back.
Because I think less of you, but yeah.
But if you want to pray, whatever, you know, do that if that makes you feel better. But God damn it. The earth ain't 6,000 years old.
Oh, I know people who believe that.
I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, come on, man. You want to fucking talk to your imaginary friend? Fine. But Jesus Christ, man, come on.
6,000 years old.
Oh, fucking. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
I went to a Catholic funeral when I was a sophomore in high school, and I think I'm still sitting there.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Wow, was that a long funeral. Holy smokes.
Dude, I was married to a Catholic for fucking 15 years.
That's too bad. She sucks a lot, your ex-wife, too. She's terrible.
Well, yeah. Why do you think we're divorced? Sucking everybody but me.
Hey,
Hey.
If you don't mind, I'd like to borrow the mouth. If you don't mind. What's that great, when it was Sinatra on with Carson and the insult comic.
Oh, Don. Talking about, yeah.
Yeah, he comes walking out.
Hey, Don, how you doing? Hey, what are you doing, Frank? I'm fucking trying.
Yeah. And he's talking about Sinatra's wedding, which had just happened.
Third one, probably?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's just like, you see him on the wedding night? I did it all, and I suppose. In the meantime, she's like, hey, Frank, when you got a minute? Yeah. It's so great.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
Bambino Bombazzo was hurt. Yeah.
Mango
Mangananza. Yeah. Jesus Christ. All right, now we got to play it.
Oh, yeah.
Now. I want to go on to it, but now we got to.
Hey, look, I know you're going to do another number with the band because I know you got a recording session tonight. And really, on behalf
of... Here comes Don. Mongo Mangananza was hurt.
Yeah.
Hey, you look good, Don.
Well, that's it for me. Why don't you guys get with the band? Hey, Frank, it's good to see you. I just was hanging around in the hall, and they said Frank Sinatra's here, and I've never met him, you know. And I get the chill.
You'll excuse us, won't you?
Certainly.
Marco Mangananzo was hurt.
I mean, even in 76, like, people knew Frank was connected.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they totally got the joke, and it was just, man.
Oh, yeah.
Marco Mangananzo.
Bambino Bombazzo.
That's what Bambino Bombazzo.
Bombazzo.
Two bullets in the head Thursday. Now, this you don't believe. Excuse us, Johnny. You're from the Midwest. You're busy going, is the truck loaded?
Is the truck loaded?
Guido says hi. He hasn't had a chance to talk to you. And from Jersey City, your good friend, Bubani Umbazo.
What's his
alias? He started his car with your album on, and now he's a highway.
I got lots of time for Don Rickles, man. Even when it's not working, I got time for this guy. Yeah. Just, man.
Oh, that's funny.
But I tell you, I'm a Jew and you're an Italian. And here we have what? And this is a great Irishman. This is America.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I just want to say, before we go any further, for 14 years, Johnny Carson kept saying, do you really know Frank? And I want you to know, Frank, I worship you and I love you. I really mean this, because since I'm a kid, I used to blow in girls' ears and hear you go, la da da dee, and do it my way. I need a girl so bad.
I need a girl so bad.
There's a line right here that whipped my ass when I was 15 and whips my ass now.
I love my wife, but she's ill.
I love my wife, but she's ill.
Oh, man.
God. Damn that fucking... I remember being 15 or 16 or however old I was when I saw this for the first time, and I just went, that's no one, even then, like, no one did that. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
But you just got married, Frank. I just can't picture him on the wedding night standing in the room going, and did it all, and I suppose it's my way. And Barbara, his wife, is going, Frank, when you get a minute. God bless you. He just got married. Hey, all the good things. This is the most exciting night in the years that I've known Johnny Carson. He started me on this show. This is the most exciting night, and I, so help me. It's a great night. He was even nervous because he came to me and said, and I said, You are a powerhouse, and Frank, I love you.
And he kissed him. It's hilarious.
Did I? Listen, can I tell a story about what this man did to me once? You may have known or heard about this. It was a true story. This is a long time ago, long before Don got married. I was eating dinner in a restaurant in New York, and I was sitting with some friends, and he came over to the table, and he said, Frank, do me a favor, will you? He said, I'm sitting with a very pretty girl, and I'm trying to make out, you know. And he said, I told her I know you, and she really doesn't believe me. Would you stop by the table? I said, all right. I was just about finished. I was down to the espresso. And I finally, he went back, and I walked by the table, and I said, how are you, Don? Nice to see you. He said, can't you see I'm eating, Frank? What are you doing? I went for the whole thing. You bought that. I stood with my mouth open.
So good. Don Rickles had a book, a small book out several years ago called Rickles' Book. It opens with that story.
Okay.
It's great.
Okay.
Yeah, it's... That's,
I wouldn't mind reading that.
I got lots of time for Don Rickles. Yeah, if I think about it, I'll bring it over next week. But I'll tell you what, YouTube knows what we're into, because here's Jesse Ventura. Here's...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. Got a little bit of news. You want to get some news?
Let's do some news. Tell you what, let's do something different today on this show. All right?
I'm going to work with the mic off the stand.
Let's check out some news stories.
All right.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Sorry.
It's the Nuremberg of podcasts, TJ Riddick. You see, the Nuremberg.
Now more than a dozen children at a YMCA day camp. They fell ill after eating edibles.
Christine Sloan.
Right on.
Yeah.
Best summer camp ever.
I need to see a hammered six-year-old. Oh.
Hey. What's this fucking juice box?
I love this motherfucker right here. I love this guy.
I miss the ecto-cooler.
The ecto-coolers.
And spoke with a parent.
I'm six. I wasn't even born when it was out, but I miss it.
I saw pictures on YouTube.
Whose child ate a piece of that chocolate, but says she had no idea it was laced.
Fuck yeah, baby.
There you go. Fucking six-year-old to seven-year-old tripping balls. Oh, man.
Think of that scene in The Simpsons when the fucking uniforms, when it rained and the uniforms turned colors and they're all fucking out there. Remember when Skinner or Chalmers was there? Super Nintendo Chalmers was there?
I am the Lizard Queen. Yeah.
Really like low and droopy.
Cynthia Cunningham showing us video of her daughter whose face we blurred moments after picking her up from this YMCA day camp in East Orange and taking her to the hospital.
That's weird.
Hi, Mom.
Hey.
Missed you.
There she is.
There you are.
I love that girl right
there. Love you, Mom.
Love you.
What's for dinner? I am famished.
You will not believe how hungry I am. God damn it, mother.
We were in a car. She would be like, she was like nip peeling over.
That's terrible.
I'm sorry, she was what?
That's terrible. What was her father's reaction to this? I'm sorry.
Oh, wait a minute.
Sorry.
I could tell by the voice there's no father involved. I could tell by the timbre of her voice.
Timber!
No, not that timber.
Oh!
Timbre.
Oh!
Cunningham says the North Arlington...
Hey!
Mrs. C.
Hey! I gotta tell you, I just got turned on to this podcast called Talking Movies, and they had Ron Howard on just the most recent episode, and I gotta tell you, that's a pretty good piece of business.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah?
They don't even talk about Happy Days, thank God, because I fucking hate that
shit.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
But, yeah, it was a really interesting pod.
Avenue YMCA called her Thursday to say her daughter and a dozen other 10 and 12-year-olds had...
10 and 12-year-olds!
...consumed a laced edible.
When I...
Hey, don't freak out, but...
You imagine the counselor that had been running around going, man, I dropped my fucking, have you seen my bag of edibles?
Arrived to the YMCA. It was about 13 children. They, for lack of better words, they look like zombies.
Police say a total of 13 children consumed the edibles and were evacuated.
You ever been to Portland, lady?
Portland, Vegas.
In Vegas.
Portland. Man.
Evaluated by medical personnel, but that one child was taken to the hospital because of a pre-existing condition.
Also had black parents. They're shotgunning pot smoke into his face. What happened?
My daughter described it to me as a piece of chocolate, and the YMCA described it this morning as a Hershey's, where you can break off the pieces. So my daughter had one. She said that the taste was off, and she spit it out.
Well, apparently not.
But, you know, I've heard that other children...
You've heard. Well, now...
Wow, thanks for that eyewitness testimony.
I myself have no experience with hallucinogenics or any kind of drug, but I've heard that... I don't want to tell tales out of school here, folks. Folks! But I've heard.
Folks!
And she spit it out. But, you know, I've heard that other children had more. Some had 3 and 4 pieces.
In a statement.
Yeah. There you go.
That's what Bill Hicks would have referred to as a heroic dose. Wow.
Fucking tripping balls, baby.
Oh, man.
And the heroic dose.
Woo. YMCA says, quote, a camper at our East Orange YMCA camp shared a substance resembling candy with other campers without our knowledge, adding emergency protocols were enacted when a staff member noticed kids were having a reaction. The Y says, quote, campers
chocolate.
Are...
Would you sexy teenagers like some chocolate?
How about some pot brownies and a glass of wine?
Prohibited from sharing food or snacks with one another.
Why is this accessible to the child?
So we looked at the product because we had a picture of the bar that was given.
Is that the first phone call? What are we doing? How did we go to where you can get on a computer and talk to another human being and it's worse than it was on telephone 60 years ago?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
It sounds like they're talking through string tin cans.
Watson,
know?
Come here, I need you. What?
University Hospital doctor who can't confirm if they treated the kid says it wasn't hallucinogen.
Hang on. A doctor who can't confirm they treated the kids is weighing in on this. So they treated the kids.
If we had a picture the bar that was given.
A university hospital doctor who can't confirm if they treated the kid says...
Wink.
It wasn't hallucinogenic mushrooms.
When you look at the ingredients, it just says proprietary mushroom blend. So we will not really be able to tell exactly which mushrooms are involved.
The YMCA's mission statement says that they cultivate a safe space. And
they're cultivating mushrooms.
Yeah, no shit. Sound like they're cultivating tomorrow's fucking slackers.
Again, future video game players and skateboarders.
Right.
This was the opposite.
She says she's pulled her kids out of the day camp. Police say they are investigating.
Oh, now who's going to babysit your kids all summer
now
that school's closed?
Yeah. Now you're going to have to actually be a fucking parent. Think of that, huh?
You can call it a day camp all you want. Babysitting.
Let me ask you this, lady. How many times have you given them kids fucking Benadryl at night just to get them to fucking sleep?
Buddy, if I had little ones... If I had little ones, I'd fucking... Hot brownies.
Oh, they'd be drugged up constantly.
Droppers. Anything to keep them quiet. You know who hates a crying kid? My dad, man. He can't abide by it. I remember we were out to dinner several years ago. This is a great story. I've told it here before. But we were out to dinner, and it was me and my dad and his wife. And I think it was just the three of us. And some kid... few tables away starts crying, and this goes on for about a minute before my father, in a voice loud enough to be heard by people, says, someone give that kid a bone. My father has said 5 things that are funny, and 3 of them were right there. I laughed so damn hard. Oh,
beginning, but no charges have been filed. In East Orange, New Jersey, Christine Sloan, CBS News, New York.
Thank God they got to the bottom of that.
Yeah, no shit. Mm. Some kids had a good time at summer camp. Let's report on it.
Contributes to a 10-year-old tripping balls. There she is. There's my girl.
There's Ma. Hey, Ma. How you doing, Ma?
I love this chick right here. I love her. I've actually never been high.
Huh?
I've never been high.
No?
No. Hammered to be. I mean, I used to drink quite thoroughly. But I've never, like, did an edible or smoked. I just, it was not my thing. It just was never my thing.
I've tried it a few times, and it's not. I would much rather, you know, if I'm going to, you know, chill out, relax, whatever, get, you know, tie one on, alcohol is definitely my preferred.
And then I
know motherfuckers that fucking just smoke that shit from sunrise to sunset.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I really don't.
I don't either. If you knew someone who drank like that.
Oh, God. You'd fucking.
You'd feel bad for them.
Yeah.
And you'd like fear for their health and, you know, but.
But the whole thing, I mean, even though pot's been legal in many states now for many years, it's that whole thing of, you know, yeah, we pot smokers finally aren't illegal anymore. It's like they wear it like a badge. It's like some kind of badge of honor.
Yeah.
It's like, motherfucker, if I drank all fucking day, you'd have me in fucking Betty Ford.
Yeah, exactly. I'd have been in Betty Ford back in the old days. I'd have taken a shot at that.
You'd have taken a shot at Betty Ford?
Why not?
Why not? Hack through that fucking bush.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
You know, it was matted down by the goods, too. It was long. That was just, you know, it was just not matted, but like all kind of mashed just, together because of her underwear. Yeah. Oh, I mean, it like was
thick
just
felt
thick, man.
Thick
felt.
Just, yeah.
Fucking Tarzan your ass through that bush to get to that fucking puss.
Like fucking running your tongue over sandpaper.
You got to be able, you got to be able to say you fucked Betty Ford. But that bush has had to have been otherworldly. That's just, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Ugh. Got the douche chills. Sorry about that, folks. Folks!
Folks! Thank God for the invention of the safety razor.
Hmm. I remember the first time I saw, like, I started fucking in the mid-80s. And... How do I put this delicately? You know, no, I'll go past this. Go ahead. It was a rare moment of self-censorship.
Wow. This is a first, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, my brain went, hey, you probably shouldn't.
You probably shouldn't say this. No. Yeah.
No.
Was it shaved or was it just too young for hair?
Jeff, I told you I was working on a moment of self-censorship for the first time in my adult
life. Hey, look,
you
didn't say anything.
But I remember the first time I saw one completely bald, I lost my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn. Yeah. Still marked the anniversary.
Was it Nebraska?
It was Nebraska pussy. Yeah, actually it was. Here's my favorite story of the week right here. This is, I mean, I can't get enough of this story.
A four-time Pro Bowler with the Dallas Cowboys, but Wisconsin will always be home for Tony Romo.
Romo says what?
A retired NFL star and Wisconsin native was back in the area Thursday for the Wisconsin State Golf Association's State Amateur Championship hosted at the West Bend Country Club. But according to an arrest report obtained by 12 News, he had some trouble driving south through the Marquette Interchange in Milwaukee.
Yeah, he Tiger Woods'd it. And he was hammered. If you've not seen...
I thought it was legal to be drunk in Wisconsin behind the wheel.
Someone
it's like,
on Twitter...
I mean,
someone on Twitter had a great joke about how Wisconsin has so many different levels of driving while intoxicated because if they didn't, everyone on the road would be illegal at the
same
time.
Yeah, right. No, it's, yeah, that's so very true.
Really funny. Yeah, But if you've not seen Tony Romo's mugshot for this.
I have not.
He was hammered.
Southbound 43, just.
Tony Romo has got resting douche face. He's giving you that smile, and he looks like every guy you've ever hated that had five or six drinks in him. He fucking sucks.
He was pulled over by a Milwaukee County Sheriff's deputy near the large We Energy smokestacks along the high-rise bridge. After speaking
very relatable
with him, 5 minutes later, she radioed to dispatch that she'd be taking him for sobriety.
I think Jeff just found the mugshot. Buddy, tell me. Tell me it's not the douchiest.
Fantastic.
You know that guy is a fucking tool.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, that. Yeah. I mean, you just want to punch that motherfucker right there.
Very punchable fucking face. God, I hate him. He's just.
Oh, God damn. Yeah, that's very hateful.
Fucking Easter Island jaw asshole. Fuck him. Fuck him and his weakness and his douchey mug. Or his douchey mugshot.
Why don't you fucking hang on to the ball, Romo?
Romo says what? He fucking sucks.
Well, that fucking hairline's fighting for its life.
Buddy, it's hanging on by a thread.
Man.
Woo.
About time for a fucking rug up there, Tony.
One of those Joe Buck deals.
Tests at the sheriff's office.
I'll be conveying him to the Valley Court for field.
Jail record.
What?
Records obtained by 12 News indicate Romo was arrested at 6:18 p.m. after he, quote, performed poorly on standardized field sobriety tests.
Yeah, that guy definitely performed poorly.
Ooh, fart. I mean, you know what? Here's the thing. You get pulled over for drunk driving in Wisconsin, there's a really good possibility that the cops are fucking buzzed to pull you over.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the cops are pushing Kansas side with their feet when they get out of the car.
Right, exactly.
There is no mention of a blood alcohol test or breathalyzer use.
Oh.
The report did indicate he was, quote, cooperative.
Hey, you guys, dude.
You know who I am.
Those are some pretty flashing lights. I don't have to listen to you.
He pulled a Mark Sanchez on him. He's like, I don't have to listen to you. You know who I am.
In Wisconsin, first offense operating under the influence is not a criminal offense, rather a traffic ticket.
Whoa! Dude, Wisconsin! How drunk is Wisconsin?
Wisconsin's got it going on, baby.
They got some states don't execute you.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
Holy shit.
it's a civil infraction and no points on your license. Let's sober up a little bit next time.
We're going to give you a couple points back. Wait a minute. What are we doing, Wisconsin? How drunk a state is this?
So he was released after being photographed and booked. Romo grew up in Burlington and graduated from Burlington High School.
Romo says what?
The football field there was named in his honor in 2020, and he was there for its official dedication in 2022.
Yes, but you have to. When you're holding the ball for a field goal, the rule is you have to.
You have to let go
of it. You have to fumble the snap. Yeah, that's the rule. Yeah. Man, I love that play. God damn it. And I hated the Cowboys back then.
Oh, yeah.
And to his credit, he picked it up and ran and got close.
Well, he got close, but no cigar.
I love that play. He gets fucking murdered, too, trying to run it in. God, is that great.
Romo is now well known for his work in the lead NFL broadcast booth for CBS. Romo was given a September
not anymore.
court date, but he isn't required to make an appearance for the citation.
I love if they go to the first regular season game this year. Fucking Nancy goes over and goes, hey, what's up, Slappy?
You want a beer?
You drunken buffoon?
Yeah. What's up, Romo, you drunken Irish buffoon?
Hey, Romo. You drunken Irish buffoon? Yeah. How the hell are you?
You drunken Irish buffoon?
You drunken Irish buffoon? How the hell are you?
Hey, Kennedy. You drunken Irish goon? How the hell are you?
How the hell are you?
Drunken Irish goon. That's what it is. Hey, Kennedy.
Which normally carries a fine ranging from $150 to $300.
You think you can spare?
Citation and a $300 fine.
That may be the drunkest state
it is.
In the union.
It is.
Man.
I remember fucking trying to keep up with some Wisconsin coworkers one time on a work trip years ago at their local watering hole. Uh-oh. That was a fucking mistake. And I, in those days, could put them away.
They drank
and
that out of was the bar, a, huh?
Jesus Christ. The bar was the Thirsty Beaver. It was fucking great place. I used to have a t-shirt and a hat from there.
Lord knows I love a Thirsty Beaver. How did beaver, how did pussy get to be called beaver? That would be an interesting.
I don't know.
History assignment.
No, it wouldn't.
Just pushing back on every premise because he doesn't know how improv works. And that's fine. That's fine.
I'm practicing my Tony Romo and fumbling your handoffs.
Boy, are you. For 21 years now. Oh, man.
Welcome to our last show, folks.
Yeah, folks. You should be so lucky.
Folks!
I have to take that monitor today, though. Fucking.
Okay.
I got a,
got to supply your own shit at work, huh?
No, well.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I don't have to, but I chose to. Because, as I told the boss, what you provided me with here is substandard stuff. So I'm gonna provide my own things. But I'm also going to make them sign a list of everything I've provided.
Oh, fuck yeah, I would too.
So that, let's be honest, when I get fired.
Right, exactly. That's the first thing I thought of when you showed me that picture the other day. I'm like,
I'm not going to walk out of there the way I walked out of the last place, leaving a bunch of shit behind because I got caught unawares. They're signing a fucking list. And I'm having a procedure the next time it happens.
You left shit at the old place?
Oh, did I?
Well, why? Why didn't you take it?
It didn't occur to me. I was stunned.
Oh.
It didn't occur to me to take it.
Really? The way that you are, you were stunned that you got fired?
Oh, I fucking, what did I say to someone at work? I think earlier this week or last week, they got the full Brian for the first. Yeah.
You were telling me that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I can't, log into the Microsoft suite of things here. I said, well, I can't get into that because it requires a password I don't have. So IT is going to have to figure out a way. Now, I said this when I got hired, orientation, when they're giving me the laptop and I'm, you know, getting logged in. And this went on. It's now the end of July, you know, and it's still going on. Somebody the other day said to me, well, if you have an authenticator app on your phone, you can do this and this. And I said, if they want me to have an authenticator app on my phone, they need to give me a phone because I'm not putting work stuff on my phone. End of story. So I gave him the full Brian the other day.
There you go. And you still have a job?
Yeah.
Okay. They must like you.
I don't care. Don't care. I just know that if I get fired from this place, that I have a list of things I have to take with me.
Okay.
Like, I like the people I work with, but if I get fired, I don't care. I can't. I'm almost 54, man. I just can't. I'm 8 years away. You know what I mean? Man, you're like, what, 6 years almost? Right?
Baby, it's getting closer every fucking minute.
You're going to be 56?
I'll be 56.
In January?
Yeah.
Wow. Man.
6 years, man.
Fuck.
Six and a half. You know, because it'll be...
I don't even know that I need to go full retirement, but what I need to do is not wake up and get out of bed for someone else. That's very important to me.
That's what I'm going to...
I'll roll in and work like 12 to 4 or something. I'll do that. But, you know, getting up at 6:30, that's...
See, I don't mind the getting up early because I would much rather get to work early and get done and have my afternoon.
That's fair.
To do shit. But if I'm going to get up at 4:30, I want it to be for me.
Exactly.
Or if I don't want to get up at 4:30 that day, than I don't. I get up at 5:30, 6:30, whatever. You know, I'm just, I'm an early riser. I always have been. And so, but I want it to be, I like my job. I really do. You know, when my old company got bought by this company, you know, over 10 years ago, I wasn't sure how this was going to play out. It's been great. Love my, most of my coworkers are good people too. We got a good group.
What about the guy that murders his shoes when he walks
out? Well, whatever. You know, he works at home a lot.
Oh, does he?
So,
oh,
I mean, not enough, but he works at home. And, but I'm just, I've been doing this since I was 16.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I got my first real job at 16, but I'd been working for a couple years doing shit for people under the table and everything, you know, for cash. And I'm just, I'm tired of doing it for other people.
Buddy, I hear, you know, I'm
100%. I keep thinking, I want to try and make this thing start fucking working for me a little bit, you know, but it's the market's so saturated with people doing that.
That's just it. What's the new idea? That's
you know,
it, right?
The way that you can make some money with that is by like selling your services as like a designer. Mm. And I'm not that good. I can do some shit. I've done some shit that I was kind of amazed at that I could do, but I'm not, you know, I'm nowhere near a, I mean, fuck, I've never been to school for it. So,
yeah,
you know, but I wish that I could figure a way to make that work. But
guys like us don't go to school, man. We just learn stuff.
Yeah. That's, I'm my
the old fashioned way.
I'm my best teacher.
Right. Right. Well, listen, folks, 10 till 6.
God damn.
Still get to get out of 6, baby.
Fucking A.
Yep. And we'll say goodbye, and we'll see you again next week. This has been TGO Radio.
This is TGO Radio in New York. This concludes our program schedule for the day. Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded. For the best in podcast entertainment, stay with TGO Radio in New York. We'll return to the air next week with more of your favorite programs. This is Wayne Howell wishing you a good night on behalf of TGO Radio. And now, our national anthem.